Chapter 1. The Individual and Human Relations. Listening Comprehension. You are going to listen to a woman called Caroline speaking about her friends. Your task is to fill the gaps in the sentences, 1 to 11, with one word only. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then you will hear the recording. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again. An example, 0, has been given for you. I am lucky to have had many wonderful friends in my lifetime. Some friends, like Mandy, have been in my life for as long as I can remember, because we met at preschool, aged 4. Now Mandy is in London, and we do not see each other very often, but when we do, we can pick up from wherever we left off without any issues. We know each other well, and we know each other's families. We will always have an invisible string tying us to each other. She has been there forever, and she will continue to be there forever. Other friends, like Kat and James, came into my life by chance when we were all at the same university in Tokyo on exchange. I may never have met them otherwise, but cannot imagine my life without them now. They are such a big part of my life, and when I am in Tokyo, I rely on them so much. They are my support network away from home, and they are part of the happiest memories of my life. Would we have been friends if we had met briefly under different circumstances? Maybe, but I think it was the situation we were in that made us so close, and what has kept us so close. Other friends, like Brittany and Sarah, came into my life through a blog, and the fact that we were in similar places in our lives. While I have only met Sarah once for a long weekend, and Brittany only a handful of times, and all three of us have never been together in the same room before, these two girls will be in my life forever. Last night we were talking on Skype, and it was almost midnight when I realized that more than 3 hours had passed. I count on these girls to be there when I need to chat, to send messages back and forth, and to plan our futures, like a trip to Portugal later this year, and bounce ideas off. We may never have come into each other's lives if it weren't for blogging and our love of Japanese culture. But am I glad they're in it? Definitely. I wouldn't have it any other way. Claire, my best friend from high school, and I were inseparable from ages 13 to 16. Hour-long phone calls after spending all day with each other at school, sleepovers, letters back and forth, shared secret crushes, and many parties together. We took family holidays together and shared the same hobbies. We have both grown up so much since we met, yet our friendship has stood up to the changes, and we are still very close. Claire is now in France for work, and we only catch up when we are both at home, which is not as often as I would like. I admire people who have kept the exact same friends from high school that they had while they were in high school, because while I had close friends at school, I am no longer in touch with any of them. If I saw them out, I would stop and say hello, but we have nothing in common anymore, and it is just fake niceties that we exchange. But this isn't the case with Claire. We will finish each other's sentences, laugh together at stuff that nobody else would find funny, and can sit around chatting for hours over a bottle of wine or two and some nice food. I could go months without seeing or speaking to Claire, and then we would go out for dinner, and things would just pick up from exactly where they left off. I have lots of best friends now. In primary school and high school, I thought the goal was to have one best friend. The friend you shared everything with, did everything with, and who was always there. Some of my best friends from my childhood are still in my life, namely Mandy and Claire, and some are not there at all anymore. I now know that that isn't what friendship is. I have a collection of friends, some of whom make up my best friends, all of whom I love dearly, and who are all in my life, leaving footsteps on my heart. I hope you will take time to think about the friendships you hold dear to you, and remember what friendship is about.